live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Busy day today on the program. We've got the WWE SmackDown Live show to talk about, if you have thoughts on that show. The Dean Ambrose versus AJ Styles main event. The John Cena situation as he looks to become a 16-time World Heavyweight Champion, tying the record set by Ric Flair. The Dolph Ziggler segment with The Miz, setting up Ziggler putting his career on the line for one more shot at the Intercontinental title coming up at the pay-per-view, and so much more. That's a fun topic for today. We've also got the ratings head-to-head with the presidential debate. I got to talk about this after the break. It's a very interesting situation. But suffice to say, they were way down. But that was not a surprise, I'm sure. Maybe the surprise is how little they were down. We have got all sorts of shows coming up tonight. We have the NXT show on the WWE Network. We have Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor on Comet, with a great promo by Chris Daniels. All of this setting up the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, which is coming to you on Friday. There is a Ring of Honor pay-per-view on Friday, if you want to check that out. And later on in the program, from Ring of Honor, we will be joined by Keith Lee, one of my favorite professional wrestlers right now, talking about all of his various Ring of Honor matches, independent matches, his career, his goals, etc. Keith Lee is going to be on the program today. If you've watched any Ring of Honor, you are well aware of who Keith Lee is. And if you haven't, I have no idea what you're waiting for. Watch some Ring of Honor and check out the best tag team I've seen come along in a long time. It's coming up later today. Mike Sempervivi joining us after the break. Your phone calls, emails, text messages. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two, plus $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you gotta check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We'll be joined by Keith Lee later in the program. Keith Lee and Shane Taylor, the Pretty Boy Killers, Ring of Honor. Had a lot of great matches there, teams such as War Machine. We'll talk to him on the program today. If you want to give us a call, the studio line, 425-488-0525. Toll-free, 844-411-5411. And text messages, 425-780-7566. Mike, as you're well aware, I am rarely wrong.
In fact, I know you, if I'm not mistaken, to never be wrong by your account.
I've been wrong a couple of times. Now,
but it wasn't your fault.
I bring this up because even when I'm wrong, I'm right.
There we go. Why do you say that, boss?
I'll get to the point here. So we got the ratings for Raw on Monday. I'll read this from WrestlingObserver.com. And a number that you can basically throw out is not being indicative of much of anything. Actually, it's very indicative of the power of this presidential debate. WWE Raw did set its all-time low mark last night, doing 2.46 million viewers. Now, Lance and I had our own debate. Was it going to be over under 2.25 million? I said over, so I was correct about that. But to be fair, the debate ran head-to-head with less of Raw than I think Lance expected. But the rating itself, not yet in, is a virtual certainty to be the lowest in the history of the show and the lowest for any WWE wrestling television show ever on Monday night, dating back to the primetime wrestling era, dating back to 1985. Raw had done 2.68 million viewers on average the previous 2 weeks, which is more indicative of where the audience is. The Clinton-Trump debate across all television platforms did about 81 million viewers, so it didn't hit 100 million. Didn't it come close, actually? Heard other programming, a lot worse than wrestling. That's my point. Remember I said, if you look at the wrestling television audience now, there is a good possibility that the group that they've got right now, first off, they have run off so many casual fans that we are down to the real hardcores. And I said that there was a chance that these hardcores are more interested in pro wrestling. They don't care about politics. They don't care about the debate. And really, when you look at the numbers, I mean, I guess I wasn't wrong. The real shocking thing, and it's not really even shocking, is Monday Night Football got slaughtered. I mean, they got slaughtered. They did 12.14 million and 12.96 million the previous 2 weeks. They were doing 8.05 million this week. They were down 4 million viewers. And Raw was only down several hundred thousand. Now, granted, we're looking at the difference between 12 million and 3 million or 3.5 million or whatever, but it says, when just factoring in the last 2 hours, the drop was 14%, still less than half of the drop of football. I'd say that a number next week or during football season of 2.6 million would be far worse than this number. That's true. We talked about this. With the debate coverage, the 3 hours did 2.85 million for the first hour, 2.38 for the second, and 2.20 million for the third. So it's everything that we were talking about last week. This is a very special group of people that are watching Raw.
That is very much the case. And we do know now that, football fans who are big football fans who watch on Monday nights tend to care about their country more and will pay attention to a debate, even if it is a complete and utter freak show, which is probably why most of the people tuned in. But, yeah, I guess sports TV ratings tweeted out 84% on average of the Raw audience, basically stuck with them from previous weeks. Whereas like things like Monday Night Football took an absolute brutal beating, but there were going to be shows like Love and Hip Hop and Raw and some other shows that frankly did get a, you know, when you have one show on 12 channels, somebody is going to tune to something else sooner or later, even if it's just like the Weather Channel localized screen over and over again, because they don't want to hear or see what they perceive to be two goofs yelling at each other and just have thrown their hands up or have never cared about politics to begin with. So somebody was going to benefit from that, and Raw's audience stayed with them. And good. You know, everything was slaughtered. This rating means nothing. It is fun to have, you know, to always have this number now as the benchmark to go off of. But realistically, it really doesn't mean anything. And, you know, it probably says more about the debate in that it was the most watched debate of all time. And we're talking about, what, 84 million people or whatever it is. The one in 1980 did 80.4 million people with far less households. Now, far less viewing options as well, too. But in a country of what at that time 120 million people, now we're a country of 220 million people. So if you look at it that way, it didn't go up all that much. You know, we look at voting age people who didn't tune into the debate. But regardless, all that goes out the window now. Now we look at and kind of await tonight's SmackDown number, which remember last week was down as well too. And for whatever reason that happened, even though again most TV viewing was down last week. It is important we take a look at this one this week and to look at Raw and SmackDown going forward. Now that we've had, everybody's had their fun with this debate and all of this stuff, now that's over with and gone, that number gets thrown out because it never really meant anything to begin with. Now we'll go back to seeing how this number has compared to the last few weeks and how their drop in viewership has come along anyway in the last, you know, God knows how much time.
What else do we have here in terms of news? We'll talk about SmackDown here after a while, but they announced the Conor McGregor, Eddie Alvarez. There was a press conference yesterday. This is the main event of UFC at Madison Square Garden, which will be, card-wise, the biggest UFC of all time. And who knows, by the time all is said and done, it may be the biggest pay-per-view UFC has ever done, because Conor McGregor, Eddie Alvarez, number one, this is Conor's chance to make history. He would be the first man ever to hold titles in two different weight classes at the same time for a day until he gets stripped of the other one. And right now he's the favorite, I might add. He is a favorite over Eddie Alvarez. Eddie Alvarez, I got to give the guy credit. I didn't know if he was going to be able to talk, but boy, him and Conor went back and forth yesterday. So I think that if they give these guys the platform to go at each other, there's a very good chance that this will set the all-time record for UFC, the New York Madison Square Garden show, which is coming up November 12th. And Dana was also talking yesterday about the idea that we may see a Ronda Rousey-Chris Cyborg fight at 140. Ronda is apparently now considering going up to 140 to face Cyborg. Whatever. It'd be a big fight. I'm just baffled.
I was going to say, I'd like to say who cares, but you know what? Lots of people will care.
People will care. The ratings for her fight this weekend were great. Like, people want to see her fight.
Yeah, and they want to see her fight Ronda no matter what they say. Now, hardcores, I think, maybe have just kind of hand-waved it. And there are people that look at it from a sporting point of view and look at Cyborg and go, get the hell out of here. But yeah, it is what it is, and you are... This is when you're selling an event. You're not selling a tight athletic encounter that has been built up by via Pure Sports Build or anything like that. It is, you're buying Ronda v. Cyborg at whatever show it's going to be, and that's, it is what it is.
To me, if I were Ronda, I mean, she must be nearing the end of her career.
Got to be.
And they must know that she's nearing the end of her career, because if she had a long career ahead, what is the point of wasting Ronda Rousey in a fight that is never going to set up a championship match or anything like that? You're outside of every available division in the company. And Rhonda said before, and she's absolutely right, if you want to fight me, come down to my weight. That's it. And Cyborg never did. And the idea that Rhonda is now acquiescing to her, I mean, Cyborg will beat Rhonda at 140. I'm certain of this at this point.
I think she will. And it depends really on really where Rhonda's at, too. I think more than anything, even more than Cyborg. We know what Cyborg brings to the table. I think it really is Rhonda's preparation and where she's at mentally going into this. And if she is looking at this as the end of the road, I mean, it's, again, a lot of variables there. But like boxing has shown for years, people can say they don't want to see a fight. And it can be, you know, the fight can happen way after it should, you know. Roy Jones and Calzaghe, you know, is a fight of like that example. But with that said, people will still watch it. Cyborg always had, or Rhonda always had that with Cyborg.
All right, actually, stand by. We got to head to a break. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Taking that time right behind
my back. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
If you go to my Twitter right now, at Brian Alvarez, pinned right there at the top. Finally, my Hispanic Heritage Month video is available for all of you.
God.
I thank David Garcia for that.
Oh, God.
Have you seen this yet, Mike?
I have not.
I cried.
I'm sure I might, too.
I shed tears repeatedly. Oh,
God. Was the music telling me a lie?
I laughed, I cried, I laughed again. I cried again. It's up there right now, everybody, at Brian Alvarez. Watch it at your earliest convenience.
Oh, my.
Only this could have gotten to WWE.com.
No, yes.
There's still time.
You could have replaced Roberto Clemente.
There's still time. It's September 28th.
Wait,
30 days, half September. There's 2 days left to get this up on WWE.com.
They didn't start celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month until after Mexican Independence Day, did they? I mean, it just seemed to be like in the middle of the month all of a sudden, hey, it's Hispanic Heritage Month.
Hey.
And I could be wrong about that, but it seemed to be just like in the middle of the month, NBC Universal reminded them, hey, are you running this stuff? I'm like, oh, whoops.
Well, all I know is my video has been provided by David, and I recommend everybody go up and watch it. You'll have a new, I don't know what you'll have.
A new box of tissues for as many times as they'll cry watching it, and then cry tears of joy, and then cry tears of comedy.
This person says, when will Trump go on Raw and SmackDown and tell them to vote for him because he's a WWE Hall of Famer, and what do they have to lose?
I can't believe he hasn't already.
Well,
I thought that was going to happen way early in the game. They just, you know, show up, you know, vote or like, I don't know.
There is time.
I would assume, though, to be honest, this year with the group that's now currently around Donald Trump, I don't think he'll be showing up on Raw. I just don't think so. And you know what? Realistically, if you're the McMahons as well, too, as much as you would want that attention from a TV point of view and things like that, I would probably try to be lay low right now until after the election anyway, then kind of make your play for Trump.
This person here says, it doesn't help that WWE ratings are part of a storyline now, with the reason for various decisions being to pop a rating. I can't think of anything casual fans care less about than the ratings. This is straight out of the old TNA Impact playbook. I do remember that. Boy, do I remember when TNA would do storylines about ratings. I just thought, does one viewer care whether your ratings are good or bad? Of course not. I mean, it was kind of a storyline in the... It was a storyline to a degree during the Monday Night Wars. But when early on, it was just everybody knew that they were in a war. I mean, they weren't sitting there in 97 talking about ratings. And when they did start talking about ratings, it was no good. It was something that only the individuals talking about ratings actually cared about. Fans just want a good show. They don't care who's winning a ratings war. Danny here says, if TNA does go out of business, why not have Broken Matt Hardy do a skit that he deleted TNA on the last episode? Well, you know, you could, but let's be serious here for a moment. Danny's being very clever, but let's talk about this seriously here. If this website lost millions and millions of dollars and I was forced to go out of business and declare bankruptcy, and there were all sorts of people losing their jobs, I mean, the last thing that I would be thinking was, let's do a wacky video to go out. You know what I mean? This is a very, very serious matter for everybody there. I mean, you could do it.
You could do something creative, though, I guess, as long as I think you get in your shoot goodbyes, or anybody that needs to get in a shoot goodbye could do it. I mean, you are still closing out an entertainment show. So if you do it where, you know, at the very end, Vanguard 1, you know, just and the screen goes black or something like that. Sure. Fine. Because you know what? Matt Hardy and Vanguard 1 and all that stuff, that's probably still going to continue on after he's out of TNA. I mean, he could take that wherever he wanted to. So it's still going to be a thing for the guys that are on there, because unless it's, you know, intellectual property of TNA, and to which even the people that are in there now, like Sienna, you know, is not Allison Kay, but she's Allison Kay. So they're still going to be taking these personas and moving on with them. So anything that those guys can take with them, I'm fine with.
This person here says, can you elaborate from last week about wrestlers on Twitter? Do you think they should delete them or use them only as their characters, like Roman Reigns Twitter? What I don't want is guys going on Twitter
drunk
and alerting the world that they're just geeks.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Like, you don't have to be in character. You don't have to. You don't have to do anything except don't go on there. Listen, I go on my Facebook all the time, and I have a lot of friends and followers on Facebook, and I just go through my timeline sometimes, and I just scratch my head, and I'm like, why are you putting this information on Facebook? Like, why would you put this on Facebook for the world to see? Okay, that's just fellas on my Facebook. Somebody who, they're supposed to be a television star. Do you realize that when WWE comes to your town and they put tickets on sale, this is the oldest analogy in the book, but it's true. I see my neighbors every day. Would I pay $80 to go see them in an arena? Of course not. I see them every day. They're just normal fellas. They live next door to me. Why would I buy tickets to just see a bunch of numbskulls? Just like all of my other friends on Facebook and Twitter. They're supposed to be special. For me to open my wallet and pay $80, or let's just say that WrestleMania's coming to town and they're asking for $5,000 for a ringside ticket. Like, why would I pay $5,000 to just see a bunch of geeks? I wouldn't. There's no reason. Why would I do that? I want to pay money to see somebody special. And when you use your Twitter and you reveal to the world that you're just another idiot, I know that people go, oh, it humanizes them. It does! That's not a good thing in this business, to be humanized. Now, granted, I understand that if you're a babyface, I'll just take Dolph Ziggler, for example, because boy, do I have stuff to say about him, but I'll save it for the Filthy Tom show later. I mean, if you're a babyface, there has to be a sympathy factor to you. And there has to be a way to relate to that person. You have to relate to their feelings of success or failure or whatever. And listen, I do not relate to Dolph Ziggler. They're so trying to make Dolph Ziggler into Daniel Bryan, and they just don't get it. At all, they don't get it. Daniel Bryan was such a ridiculously likable guy that you wanted to see succeed. Dolph Ziggler is not that guy. And my point is, you have to relate to your characters. You have to relate to them, but they can't just be any other geek out there on the street. And Twitter has done more to ruin Mystiques than anything that I can think of. Twitter is like, you go to the supermarket, and what are the tabloids? They're all about trying to expose stars as being humans with frailties and that sort of thing. And it destroys. It's a destruction. Nobody wants to be in the tabloid. Nobody wants to be seen. No superstar wants to, no movie star wants to be in the tabloids with their makeup off and some photograph of them outside of Walmart and they just look, I mean, nobody wants that. So why would you voluntarily go on Twitter and reveal yourself to be just a random geek who just happens to be on television? I mean, it's terrible.
It's a work in progress. Because you have a generation of kids and all aspects of everything that are coming up and they want to be social media stars. They want to incorporate this as part of their brand into things. And the reality is there are some people that know how to keep themselves out of the fray, how to keep themselves out of the tabloids, how to not try to work with the tabloids the same way that some quote-unquote stars would like to work with social media and work with people on social media. It is damaging. Now, again,
stars moving, hire people to control their image.
Exactly right. And that's where people forget about that. They see the shine, but they don't understand how those people got there and built up to that. You know what I mean? And it is an issue. It is a problem. And it's just basically, Brian, and because this is nothing new, it's just a new form of it, of just putting your best foot forward and making sure that you stand out in a shining light away from everybody else and not as a part of everybody else, whether that be, you know, just in your job period or whether that's how you showcase yourself to your fans and to your consumers. No matter what it is, it's just not falling. This is just a new pitfall. And we have seen it we've seen a baseball player get suspended for an entire year for stupid comments he made about, you know, people protesting. it's just, this is a problem across the board, and it's a problem a lot more in everyday life. It's just we don't hear about those people as much because the dummy that puts up, you know, drinking and driving with his bong in the car who gets fired from that Walmart, we're not hearing about that guy. Although we can look at the guy, you know, falling apart on social media as we were doing with Matt Hardy a couple years ago and wondering what the hell is he doing.
Matt Hardy is having so much success right now.
Yes, but look where that came from.
By not letting people in.
Yes, but look where that came from, though. It came from him exposing himself on social media way too much.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
My wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it. I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And joining us here today, Keith Lee, one half of Keith Lee and Shane Taylor, the Pretty Boy Killers. Keith Lee, what's going on today?
Just another day, brother, getting myself together to get ready for this pay-per-view, actually, and hopefully a nice opportunity.
That's right. There is a pay-per-view coming up on Friday. We can talk about that here in a while. But first off, you and Shane Taylor I will use the cliche, exploded upon the scene in Ring of Honor somewhat recently. Tell everybody a little bit about your career, when you got started, and how long you've been wrestling prior to coming to Ring of Honor.
I got started in 2005, so technically I've got about 11 years under my belt, but I've only actively been wrestling for about 8 years. I took some time off to play some arena football. I was trained by Killington Brooks, for those legend lovers and old school wrestling fans, so got a nice foundation. Me and Shane hooked up last year at the end of May, actually, and we've been wreaking havoc, to say the least, in Ring of Honor. So we're definitely enjoying our current time,
to say the least.
What was it like training under Killer Tim Brooks? Because he's not a guy that I think younger fans would know, but he kind of cut his teeth, you know, working with the Sheik and working in Michigan and with the Funks and in Detroit at a time when it was rough, and then certainly over the years working in Texas, which was very rough. What was it like to come up under him?
A lot of people think that it would have been tough, but for me, I think it was one of the best things that could have happened. I learned a ton, and not just in the form of old school style and whatnot, but I learned a lot in terms of psychology and a lot of stories about the old school and just ways to respect the business itself. it wasn't anything rough that people would expect, but wrestling kind of came natural to me, so I thoroughly enjoyed the challenges and all the tough times. So it was great, to be honest.
Are you technically considered the Pretty Boy Killers in Ring of Honor?
No. That's why you don't really hear me refer to us in that manner, because they don't recognize us as that. We are simply Taylor and Lee. And that's it.
Are you aware of any plans to get a team name?
I think there may be, but I'm not going to be the one that tries to predict that. if one comes, I hope it's decent. And if one does not, then I'm fine, you know, setting the tone just as I am. I don't require a name of any sort or anything like that. As long as I can be Keith Lee and I get to go and do what I do, I have no problems.
You know, it's ironic. You have been having these matches with War Machine, and my buddy Vinny noted that the team name Pretty Boy Killers doesn't really work anyway, because in that particular feud, it is possible that you are the prettiest man in the ring.
And that right there makes you the best interview I've ever had, right there. You're the man.
Thank you.
I am humbled, and I kind of agree with you. But that's neither here nor there.
What's it like to be hossing around with those guys, too? Because I'm sure that coming up on the independent ranks and playing arena ball and playing college ball, you were bigger than a lot of dudes you were in there with, and now you got Hanson and Rowe that – those are not small men.
Not at all. And to be technical, Rowe is actually the smallest person in the ring. But if you let me tell it, he is also the second strongest in the ring. That dude is one of the strongest people I've ever been in the ring with. So regardless of the size difference with him in there, he's still able to go just like anybody else. For me, I like having a challenge that pushes me like that, so the challenge is welcome, and it's also nice to be able to show off that, you know, your size matters not. If I choose to throw you, I'm going to do so. And so it's pretty much the history of this thus far. I think we're all learning about each other, man. Everybody hits extremely hard, and... You can't take anything away from those dudes. They're tough. Shane hits like a truck. I'm very happy to be tagging with him, because I don't have to get hit by him. So you know, it all works out. And I think everybody has already recognized this is one of the most brutal feuds because the amount of hard hitting that happens in that ring is enough to make me stagger just thinking about it.
You know what this feud reminds me of? It's different because, I mean, it's different for obvious reasons, but I've been watching a lot of the old Nitros from 97, and there's been this series of matches between the Steiner brothers and Ming and Barbarian. And it's just four big, strong dudes pounding on each other. And it's sometimes it's technically great when Scott Steiner's suplexing dudes around. Sometimes it's so ugly, but it's always awesome. And I think that that's the key to the War Machine feud with you guys. Just four giant dudes throwing each other around, and it's never not fun. Like, even if you have...
Even if you had
a terrible match, it would still be great because it's four big dudes throwing each other around.
That wouldn't have it any other way, seemingly.
Hopefully, we don't step in any realm that has to do with a terrible match. But in terms of the actual competition, I think that it's one of the most intense things I've ever been a part of. So I'm definitely enjoying it. And the level that it pushes me to.
How big exactly are you?
I am, well, with my boots, I am 6'3". I'm actually 6'2", 332 pounds, man.
Because I saw a photograph of you, I think it was from this past weekend, and you were standing there and you had this belt over your shoulder. And I was astonished because this belt was so big that it looked too big for Keith Lee. Am I wrong about that?
That belt is the Inspire Pro Pure Prestige Championship, and yes, it is humongous.
That's got to be the biggest belt I've ever seen in my whole life.
For me.
It's like twice the size of the old big gold belt.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Tell us about Inspire Pro.
Inspire Pro is actually something I hold near and dear to me. They're one of the first companies that picked me up after I had an injury right after my last visit to WWE. And they've used me steadily and allowed me to have freedom and free reign to do what I want to do. And so I've enjoyed my time there, and I've held that belt for a very long time now, somewhere in the realm of 550 days or something. So I do my best to promote them. And
556 days exactly as of today.
Did you ever face the Great Depression in a title defense?
Never.
Okay. Because I think that's how we first found out about Inspire Pro. We were told you need to watch the Great Depression in the ring, and I believe that's how we first came into Inspire and then had a chance to see some other more athletic talent, I guess we should say.
How can you denigrate the Great Depression?
Well,
give me a break.
Lateral movement's not good.
Now, you and Shane Taylor, I mean, there's a storyline in Ring of Honor where he's talking about the War Machine, and he used to train with Ray Rowe, and then I guess Ray Rowe abandoned him, and now he's very, very upset about it. And is that largely a true story?
Yes.
Man. Wow. What's funny about the story was when he told the story, I was like, I have no sympathy for you because you ended up with Keith Lee. This is potentially, I mean, if anything, it's a lateral move and maybe an upgrade, right? In your opinion?
I'm quite honored with that, but yes, they have quite the history between each other.
Come on, you guys know that you're a great tag team, right?
I definitely think so. A lot of people ask me about tag teams and whatnot, and I've always been a singles guy myself, so it's taken a lot of adjustment for me. But I think that we've come along and grown very well together.
How do you guys train in the sense that, did you sort of go to shows and you sit down and you think, I'll bet if I threw this guy this way, you could catch him this way and we could slam him? Is that sort of how these moves get put together?
Sometimes it's just a matter of he knows how. I think we've wrestled a lot now and we talk enough to where we can understand how the other thinks. Shane knows I'm a ridiculous human being, and I always want to do the most ridiculous things. he probably quits our tag team about 100 times each weekend just because of listening to me, because I am truly a character, and that's just who I am. I can't help it. So he understands. I'm the guy that's just, I'm going to do what I want to do, and we'll figure it out. So sometimes things don't work out great, and sometimes they work out fantabulous. It just depends on the scenario. I think he's getting used to me, though.
Now, is there a dream tag team that you guys would like to face in terms of, I guess, just any sort of style? Are there teams that are just like other big dudes that you think would be fun to throw around? Are there maybe teams of smaller guys you think you'd be a great base for? Who are some of the teams you'd love to have a match with?
I'd say that in terms of big teams, we really only had really two. And we faced them both now. And that's KES and War Machine. So, in terms of another team, it's not really one in terms of big guys. But you want to talk about just wrestling other talents? Man, there's a list that's longer than I can actually take the time to give to you.
Who would be near the top?
A lot of Ring of Honor talent is on that. And a lot of Japan talent is on it. And that's just that level of competition. Shane is the same. He enjoys competition and being pushed. So for me, there's a lot of people I respect. And for me, that respect is also I want to fight you and I want to punch you in the face and see which one of us is tougher, pretty much.
Is it me, or have you lost a little bit of, have you trimmed up a little since you debuted in Ring of Honor?
Oh, some would say yes, some would say no. In terms of numbers, I don't think I have, but in terms of actual body composition, probably a little bit, yeah.
Now, clearly, when you explained that Ray Rowe was the second strongest guy in the ring, the first strongest, I presume, was you, correct?
Well, you can ask Shane about that. He's been to the gym with me.
Oh, man.
He knows exactly the type of dude I am. And it's not even a competition thing, and I'm not one to throw a bunch of numbers out and such, but I would definitely consider myself the strongest in the ring out of us four.
All right, stand by. We'll be back in just a moment with more Keith Lee, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Lugu absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Mike Sempervivi, and at Real Keith Lee on Twitter. The All-Star Extravaganza show is coming up on Friday, Lowell, Massachusetts, Lowell Municipal Auditorium, available on pay-per-view. All Night Express, War Machine, Colt Cabana and Dalton Castle, and Keith Lee and Shane Taylor in a four-corner survival tag team match to determine the number one contenders to the ROH tag team titles, which are in fact on the line in a ladder war with the Addiction, Motor City Machine Guns, and the Young Bucks. It's coming up on Friday. Keith Lee, want to wish you the best of luck, and let's get some plugs out for your social media or whatever you'd like.
I appreciate it, man. You have to forgive my voice. I've been sick most of this week. Easiest way to reach me is pretty streamlined. Both Instagram and Twitter are at Real Keith Lee. For Facebook, it's facebook.com/RealKeithLee. And those are really the easiest ways to get a hold of me. I do respond as often as I can, so keep that in mind, fans. If you guys just want to chat, try to make myself readily available.
There you go, at Real Keith Lee on Twitter and Instagram. And once again, the pay-per-view is coming up Friday, the All-Star Extravaganza on pay-per-view. So make sure you check that out. And Keith, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today, and best of luck this weekend. Throw some dudes around for us, especially the cabinet.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it. It's an honor.
And, of course, we are out of time, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Daily replays, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. I want to thank Mike, as always, all the folks at Sports Byline USA, callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.